Thanksgiving Day, Maish Seibel, MD. Thanksgiving and pandemic. Those two words don't usually go together. But for the past two Thanksgivings, they have. And it has stretched the seams of the fabric of family life. Last year, our family limited the holiday celebration to immediate family, with some concern about being inside with even that small group. This year, the larger extended family of aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, and great-grandparents grew restless and wanted, even demanded, we have a family, no friends gathering. They numbered 28 people from 9 households. Everyone was vaccinated except young kids, but they were in daycare and play groups. And there are breakthrough infections and asymptomatic carriers. Some of the adults are in health care and some constant potential risk of infection. And some had health concerns that would put them in peril if they did catch COVID. With some pushback, we all agreed to get tested just before the big day. But many other families had the same idea. So getting tested was easier said than done. With some effort, everyone tested and tested negative. It's been a long time since we all got together. A long time since we wore no masks. A long time since we hugged. A long time since we heard someone nearby randomly cough. And not find ourselves stepping back with worry that we could get infected. This gathering made clear just how much we've all missed the normalcy of routine gatherings, of face-to-face relationships, and the joy of just for a day not worrying about who is standing near us. There are a lot of people who do not share my caution, who don't believe in vaccination or masks, or care that they could infect an unsuspecting person who could die because of their inaction. I don't have an answer for that. But I do know how grateful I am for having a day of caring and sharing and hugging and talking without worry. Thanksgiving and pandemic are two words that don't usually go together, but they can. And for that, I am grateful.